And this morning, I have Ann Ciccolella in the studio. She's the director of the Austin Shakespeare Company, and she's got some wonderful actors
sure
with her.
Do.
Babs George is a favorite of mine for many years, and she's just so talented in so many ways, you can't stand it. And we've got a new fellow to me anyway. He's from down from Chicago, and he's been here a few years, and he's going to be, his name is Tony, excuse me.
A few months.
A few months. You just got, how did I get years in there? Okay, and his name is Andre. Boy, with a name like Andre, you can't go wrong. Andre Martin.
He's a Frenchie, too.
Is he French?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Martin. Oh, my God. And so we're in luck. And then we got Michelle Schumann to play music, mm-hmm. and she's kept one of her violinists from the last week that we had, and that would be Christabel Lynn. And what are we going to hear today? I have no idea what to expect. So, Anne, do you want to fill us in?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Shakespeare, very late in his career, actually wrote a version of Henry VIII, which is subtitled All Is True. That's in what I write.
You're making it up.
It's a subtitle. All is true. What I write, this is really the true deal.
Oh, my word.
He wasn't modest. You know.
Well, you know, he was writing in the time of Queen Elizabeth I, who was...
Well, this becomes James as well. James I
right,
is
right.
by the,
it's
the end of his career. Right. And he had a younger playwright collaborating with him called mm-hmm. John Fletcher. So some of this actually is written by Fletcher and some by Shakespeare. Mm-hmm. But we've never... Austin Shakespeare's never touched it before, mm-hmm. so we're excited to be doing it. It's a bit of a pageant. Mm-hmm. So Michelle and I were looking for a project to do together, and this all sort of came together. So she's playing a great variety of music, Borden and Schumann and some great pieces, which we'll hear a little bit of the Brahms today, and we'll be speaking some of this wonderful language of the story that we all know too well.
Yes, the infamous Bluebeard himself. Only he had a red beard, not a blue one.
That's right. That's okay. Right. And Andre is going to wear a red beard for the show, actually.
Oh, my goodness. How great. Okay, so what are we going to do? You want to hear?
So we're going to hear some of the confrontation between Catherine and Henry. We'll actually start with, after not seeing each other for a long time, Catherine coming to court and pleading her case because they seem to be estranged.
Now, this is the first wife who wants to get divorced.
Catherine of Aragon, yes. Yeah, and we'll hear that she's, you know, the daughter of Isabel and
she
Ferdinand.
She doesn't want to get divorced,
but he
does.
There was no such thing. I mean, right? This begins this process of divorce.
Right.
There was unheard of that you would do such a thing. Andre's actually going to read a little bit of Cardinal Wolsey at first, who, you know, becomes sort of the henchman of Henry. It's one of those who is leading whom. But and then we'll hear Babs again as Catherine in terms of what this means to her, this split. And then Michelle's going to play with Christabel a little bit.
In picking all this music, I was always trying to figure out what the emotion was going on with these scenes. And so we'll interplay with these scenes.